So tonight, we wanted to just kind of tell you a little bit about what's going on in the youth ministry. I know a lot of times you see John and I up here leading worship, but on Wednesdays, and I mean really every day, we do a lot of ministry with the teenagers. And over the weekend, we did our annual spring retreat. There are a lot of different events that we do throughout the year, and one of them is we love to kind of not kick off the year because we're kind of partially the way through it, but just with a retreat with just our group. We do camp every summer, which we love. That ends up being about 800 students the week that we go to camp, and so it's really large and fast-moving and lots going on, and God does some amazing things. But this retreat, we really like to focus on, okay, let's just get away with our group, and let's focus, you know, on God and what He wants for our youth group, for our students, and where we're going and where we're at now. And so we did that this past weekend. We go to Sky Ranch in Cave Springs, which is up near Miami, which I still want to say Miami every time I see that, but I'm getting better at the whole Miami thing. And so we went this past weekend there and just had a great time. One of our focus is we try to kind of break down just some walls, and we do lip sync battles, which basically you pretend to sing a song, and our students really get creative with that. And John and I always embarrass ourselves every year to just kind of, you know, break down some walls, because sometimes even me as an adult, I try to put up, you know, this wall of, hey, I'm cool. But we break down some walls and we really try to, you know, bond and be a family. And so that's really a big focus of ours, is to be not just a youth group, not just a great place to be on a Wednesday night, but let's be a family. And so this was like a little family retreat over the weekend. Pastor Dave's son, Craig Mewburn, was our speaker, and he just did an excellent job just knowing, I think, Pastor Dave's heart, knowing this church growing up here, and getting to speak into the lives of the students here who are here now. He just did a fantastic job. And so tonight, I'm going to invite some of our students to just kind of share their hearts. If you guys want to make your way up now and come sit on these awesome stools back here. If you want to just move that one out of the way. It is tough. I know many of you've gotten up here to share testimonies throughout the month that Pastor Dave has done. It can be tough, but these souls are brave souls, and we're just excited to share what God has been doing in the lives of some of these students, and share, and really a big thank you for your support. Many of you give, and it helps for students to go, and it helps us to be able to do a retreat like this and make these bonds with each other and with God better. I know many of you pray for us. Boy, I know I need the prayers, so I thank you for each and every single one of your prayers. And I know our students, our world today, there's a lot of craziness, and our students need prayers, and I know you are a praying church, and so we thank you so much for that. So I'm gonna kick it off, and then Cole is starting, and if you wanna, use that mic, go for it.
Pulpit right here. I feel like Pastor Dave, kind of. That was a joke. You can laugh at that. Thank you for the courtesy laughter. I had a friend of mine ask me, what happened at retreat? I'm like, well, guess what? You should come tonight. We're talking about it. And so there he is right there. And his name is Trent, and I just wanted to embarrass him because he doesn't come to our church. So, man, retreat this year was awesome. It was kind of bittersweet because it's my last retreat. I'm not going to cry. It was my last retreat, and a lot of things happened, but man, during this retreat, it was just a great reminder of how amazing our God really is, you know? Nothing super crazy huge happened, but it was just a really good reminder of just how incredibly beautiful and amazing and astounding our God truly is. And so Craig brought some pretty good words for us while we were over the weekend. He talked to us about being weird in a God way, which is another way of saying being set apart for God, separating ourselves from society, and really just focusing on what God wants us to do, you know? And he had this awesome quote, and it really hit me hard. And he said, if you want what normal people want, then do what normal people do. But if you want what the few have, then do what the few people do. And I thought to myself, like, what do all the normal people have? What do they all do? Well, they have, depression, addiction, failing in relationships. Is that something I want to be a part of, you know? And he also said this other huge thing. He says, becoming obsessed with what people think about you is the quickest way to forget what God thinks about you. And man, that just hit me so hard, because really for a while I've been wrapped up in what other people think about me. I'm so in my head of, man, do I look good today enough for, people not gonna think I'm weird or, And I'm just like, just in that moment, I thought to myself, what does God think about me, What does he call me? What does he say I am, Yeah. I mean, he calls me to be fearless, He calls me to find all my strength in him. He calls me to be courageous and to remember that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in me. That's the craziest thing in my, and it just took me a moment because, like, I can't believe I forgot about that. I guess not forgot about that. I'm so distracted, The world just has, we're constantly bombarded by, media and the news and just all, there's all these crazy things in life. And sometimes we don't forget, about how amazing God is, but we just get distracted and it just gets fuzzy. I thought to myself, how could I forget that? How could I forget? I serve an amazing God and he can do anything. Why did I forget that? Why did I lose my focus on that? I thought about it. I'm like, well, because I'm human. We get distracted, We're not perfect. And thank the Lord that he's so graceful and forgiving, that he understands that we're human. And so really this week was just a huge reminder to me about how amazing he is, how amazing of a God that we serve. And I'm just going to go forth and just keep reminding myself, he calls me to be greater. He doesn't call us to live in this world. What this world has is temporary, but what he has in store for us is eternal. And so it's just a great reminder for me this weekend. So that's it. Thanks.
I'll say it is always bittersweet when someone gets up and says, it was my last youth retreat, because we've been here. John and I last Sunday celebrated 6 years here, and so that means Cole is of the group that was the babies, the first group to come all the way through. So it is bittersweet. Awesome. Who's next? Oh, are you guys in order? Come on. You're in order now. Come on, Brayden.
No, please don't make me.
Okay.
Hello. Well, I would just like to start off by saying thank you guys for supporting us and everything you do in your prayers. And you guys are just awesome. Just awesome. So I guess the most awesome thing that happened at our retreat was there was no service. So I didn't get to talk to anyone outside of retreat. That was awesome. No cell phone service. There was service, not cell phone service. But if you don't know me, I hate to hurt people. I hate it so much that I would rather myself to get hurt rather than someone else get hurt. And I was too focused, I guess, not necessarily a bad thing, but it can't be really an awesome thing. To focus on trying to save other people and not trying to save myself. And so that was hard to realize, that I wasn't trying to save myself. Too focused on other people's dramas and trying to help them and not bringing it back to God. I had everything written down and I completely forgot everything.
Okay, you're doing good.
But a lot of things awesome happened. You got to stay up until 5, 6 o'clock in the morning just talking. to the people that I was rooming with. And a whole bunch of things happened that I can't think the top of my head without getting emotional. Just by the way, I am a very emotional person. No, I'm good. And lost everything. I'm good. This is awkward.
That was awesome.
Yep.
We're very proud of Brendan, and I've had some conversations just with what he shared, and it was one of, you know, Craig's big things, just talking about, man, other people, and getting so focused on that, and just bringing it back to when we have our focus on Jesus, man, that changes everything. So, who's next? Awesome.
So I lost a game of rock, paper, scissors, so I have to go next.
So, if you don't know me, I am Brayden. So, during this retreat, as Cole said, Craig talked about being normal and weird. And I looked at that, and I was like, man, I'm normal. I am so basic. And I don't want to be. There are things in my life that I regret. There are things that I do not enjoy what I've become. And it hurts. And he was talking about this, and I just felt like God was directing this towards me. And there's a few tears the other night, and I'm not ashamed of that. And God really worked this weekend for me, and he just kind of helped me move into this circle of, I need to get closer to God. I need to become this Jesus freak. And that's what I plan to do. I plan to step away from some people's friendships, and focus more on God, reading my Bible, praying each day, starting Bible studies with some amazing people. And I'm just excited for what the future holds for me. But I've also realized, as Brendan just said, I am a people pleaser. I want to help. I want to focus on everyone else's problems and ignore mine, because I don't see myself as important, like my problems as more important. And it's hard to focus on your own problems when you have people you care about, but it's not selfish to focus on your own. You kind of have to realize there's a boundary between being selfish and being right with God, because God wants you to put others in front of yourself, be generous, be kind, as what Pastor Dave said this morning. We also got to know when that it crosses from generous to stopping or like just not focusing on your own problems. And I have a really big problem with that, because I'm constantly like, hey, how can I do this? How can I do that? Let me take your burdens and put them on mine. And I realized that is tearing me apart from the bottom up. And it's just really hard. That's really close. But with the people in my life, I realize that God has really blessed me, because he's giving me these support, these lifelines that without I would probably have crumbled long, long ago. And they're my main supports, especially with my family. They might be a pain in the rump sometimes, but I love them so, so much. Without them, I probably would be a way worse person. And I just can't thank them enough, the people around me that I care about, for sticking with me, because I'm stubborn and obnoxious at times. But God has really given me some hoot and a half people. And I can't thank them enough, and I can't wait to see what he does in my life. Thank you.
It's so cool to hear Brayden just talk about the people who have supported him. And man, Wednesday after Wednesday and Sunday after Sunday, I see Brayden being that support to others too. So That's so awesome. All right. Who lost the next rock, paper, scissors game?
I'm trying to be the last one because I honestly don't know what to talk about.
They steal everything.
Yeah, Cole really stole a lot of stuff, and Braden and Brendan really took a few of my things too. But
that's okay.
You can repeat. Yeah. Whenever I went to retreat, I honestly didn't look for a spiritual connection with God, but more like getting to be with my family members, our youth family. And going there, yeah, we had the PM service, and I loved how Craig talked about being weird, even though, like, if you know me, I'm pretty weird. You can ask my sister, ask my friends. But to be weird for God really got me, because as a person, I'm always weird, and never weird for God, never standing out for God. I'm always a people pleaser, always doing what people tell me to do for fun. And it was great to hear that and to like look back at it and be like, wow, that's an awesome word. And after that, we had morning service, and then we had lunch. And after lunch, Craig talked with all the seniors, Lindsay, Cole, Dustin, and Jonathan. And he talked about two basic things. Like, we had a Q&A session, and then after that, he talked about two major things that he wanted to get pounded in our heads before we go to college. And one of the things was that community is paramount. And just thinking about that, like, obviously, like, looking back at my relationship with the church, definitely depended on my relationships within the church. And I can trace all my relationship difficulties with God with the people I hang around. And I just appreciate my youth group as a whole, for my friends that supported me in hard times, and their parents, like Tia. And I just appreciate our youth pastors, John and Jen. Thank you.
I just love that you didn't think you had more to say, and you did. That was awesome, Peyton. Thank you. All right, Jocelyn.
Okay, so what I got out of retreat was that, like what Peyton said, is that it's okay to be weird in, like, the godly way. And by that I mean not doing what's normal. And what's normal for a high school girl is to, like, gossip and do drama and, like, all of that. But that's not what I want to do, because in the Bible it says gossiping is a sin. And so I don't want to live that life. And I've also learned that you're not the only one that goes through what you're going through. Because I think it was last night, me and Grace were talking about how, like, we're both talking about the same thing, and we're both just going through the same thing. And it's nice to know that there are people out there who care about you and that are praying with you and that go through the same things with you.
It's neat. One of my favorite quotes is that we connect with people through our strengths, but we minister to people through our weaknesses, through our struggles. And just to see both Jocelyn and Grace come back, and you could just see almost just that bond from just talking about, man, we're both going through this struggle, and we can lift each other up and support us. And that challenges me, because I like to hide my struggles. And it's so nice to know when we share those things, we find community and support. All right, and next, last but not least, is Liz, who went with us as a leader this year, helping John and I to keep track of everyone.
Hey, everyone. So when you go to these retreats as a leader, you're like, okay, such and such has their deodorant. Please tell me they have their deodorant. They have this. You just get in that leader mindset, like, okay, I'm here to help. I'm here to be the right-hand man after God and sometimes coffee. And you just get in that mindset of, okay, I'm here to lead. And then I found myself sitting in the service and like, okay, well, he's talking about people-pleasing. And he uses this analogy of a bull where they have the ring in their nose and how people can hook a rope to the ring and kind of guide the bull. It's like God has you on this path, and you're like this big, strong bull, and you're on this path, and someone's like, oh, no, I want to come you to come over here, and that ring's like you're people-pleasing, so where if they pull on the ring, you're like going in the other direction. And I catch myself doing that at work, at school, with my friends. I'm like, as an adult, I'm not immune to this stuff. At work, when they're gossiping about, oh my gosh, did you see such and such? When they dispensed their glasses, they said this, this, and this. I'm like, oh my gosh, I saw them. And it's like, I caught myself. I'm like, wow, Liz, like, you get into the world, and this is not what God's called you to do. Like, he says to be weird, stand out. These students are a perfect representation of that. Week in and week out, they come in, they pour out, and just live life for God. And it's like, where did I lose that from transitioning from a student to adult in the ministry? And like, you just get so caught up in, I want to fit in. And like, that's weird to say, because as an adult, again, loose quotes there, you're like, I'm an adult now, gotta act like an adult, gotta fit in at work, gotta fit in at school, gotta fit in with your friends, and you have all these like hats to wear, and a lot of it, you get lost in the world and you wear the hat of the world of gossip, lying, cheating, just being not who God calls us to be. And it just, going on retreat for me, it was just rooting myself back in that, to disconnect from the world back home. Like Brendan said, service, no service, service, no service. So you really couldn't be on Facebook and comparing yourself constantly to Betty Sue down the road who has this like nice car, and you're like, oh my gosh, I work all a full-time job and here I am, and you're just stuck in that comparison. And it's like, when you have such good role models like John and Jen, to show you, like, you need to set yourself apart. And no, gosh, I'm an emotional person too, and I put this disclaimer every time I come up here, that I'm more likely to cry than actually get through it. But like, it just reminds you that, or reminded me that we need to be weird, be set apart, and just kind of be so solid in our foundation of God that we don't get sucked in by what our friends tell us, what peer pressure tells us. Peer pressure kills that godliness sometimes, that you're wanting just to please people by peer pressure. And I'm just so grateful that John and Jen have given me an opportunity to be a part of this ministry, and that the kids welcome us as adults, because even Bailey can attest that it's sometimes intimidating being with teenagers, just because you want to fit in just as much as they do. So I just am really grateful and thankful for the Refresh family, which is appropriate that I wore my shirt. So thanks.
You guys, if you want to go ahead and sit, that'd be awesome. I just want to thank you all again. I mean, these are just a handful of the group that we took, and we're just hearing just amazing stories. And so your prayers are amazing. It changes lives. It's so easy to just say that, but when you look at people and can see, you know, just the things that they're speaking about, it just puts that face to those prayers. And so thank you so much. And thank you for supporting John and I in this ministry. And as I, you know, look back at retreat, you know, God did a lot, but you hear similar things coming out. One of those being, you know, what Craig talked about being weird, but he talked about that holiness being set apart, going on, you know, the path that is narrow, that few take, that leads to heaven. And so it's a challenge for all of us, because there are distractions, but to continue to put our focus on God. And I love just the reiteration of just community. And that's important for teenagers, but it's also important for adults. It doesn't matter what age you are. We all need each other. Life was never meant to be lived alone. Our struggles weren't meant to just be our struggles. God never, ever intended it to be that way. And so I hope this is a place that you have found that has just been that community for you. And if it's not, pray, because I believe that I know in times when I have felt that loneliness, I have believed that there was someone else praying that same thing, and God brought that together. And so we are so thankful to be a part of this church. I hope you're thankful to be a part. And we're going to end here. I'm going to pray. We're going to end 10 minutes early. My encouragement would be, man, it's a small group tonight. Find someone you don't know very well and just maybe ask, hey, how are you? How's your week? Or, you know, what does this next week look like for you? It's easy to just see people and see the same people and feel like we know each other, but take the extra step to get to know someone just a little bit better tonight. I'm just going to go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have done in the lives of these students, for those who are here, for those who went to retreat but couldn't be here. God, we know that these kinds of retreats can be ones that we mark in our memory as a game changer, a time that we were going one way and you turned us around to run towards you and to put our focus back on you. And so, God, we thank you. We praise you in this place because we know it's only you who can really get through our stubborn walls and speak to us the way that you do. And so, God, we give you just the glory tonight. And we know that life is a journey. We know you're not finished yet. You still have more to do in us. You still have more to do through us. And so, God, we trust you. We look to you with our struggles, with our problems, and the things that we're facing. Because we know that you are able to do more than we could even ask or dream of or think. And so, God, we thank you for that, and we hold firm to your promises and to your word. Be with us as we leave this place tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being here. We will see you again on Wednesday.